KSL News Time is now 6:09. Triple team traffic on a Monday morning. Good morning to you, Heather Kelly.
Good morning, Brian. Hey, you may want that gondola ride today to get to work if you do have to get out and about, because we still have some pretty icy conditions in the Salt Lake Valley. Northbound I-15, the few cars that are out there from the point of the mountain to Salt Lake have mostly dry road conditions, but anytime you try to exit or enter onto the freeway, on the bridges, overpasses, we still have some icy spots, and your city streets are still snow-packed in many areas. Eric Butler.
Hey, likewise, down in Utah County, you've got plenty of slick spots, so be extra careful if you're moving around, and particularly if you're down in Spanish Fork and Salem, where they got a lot of snow, prepare to get to where you're going by padding some extra minutes to your drive time. Alicia?
Well, it looks like you're moving pretty well out there on your surface streets even, and you're still going to see snowpack conditions along Redwood Road if you're working your way through that south end of Davis County, heading on to I-215 north end. You're going to slow down again right through the interchange of I-215 and I-80 west side belt as you're heading out towards the airport, and then again I-215 out on the west side belt. You're going to be slow and go from I-80 all the way down through about the, looks like about the Murray area, 4700 south, so plan a little time there, both northbound and southbound. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.